Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Ed is in Marlboro, New York. What's up, Ed?
Hey, how you doing? I want to talk about the Giants situation. I know you're big on this Tommy DeLuca. I understand that. But if he was that good. Tommy, I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's Tommy DeVito.
If he was that good.
Tommy Cullets, Tommy DeLuca. Okay, here we go.
There we go. Anyway, wow. If he was that good, why would they bring in Drew Lock? Why wouldn't they make him the backup? Why is he even there? I mean, they even said, though, that the best chance of winning was Danny Dimes there.
No. You could call him Tommy DeLuca. You can't call him Danny Dimes, and thank you for the call. I'm okay with DeLuca. I'm okay with Danny DeVito.
Danny Dimes.
You can't call Daniel Jones Danny Dimes
I got
anymore.
A new one for you. Forget about Danny Dimes. How about Danny Destitute? He went from having money. He's poor. Danny Destitute.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Come on. That's pretty good.
He's fine. I don't know what destitute means.
Of course.
Can you explain that to me?
I just did. Destitute means poor.
Like, he's not poor.
Without penny. In the football sense.
Oh, okay,
he didn't have dimes in his helmet either when he was playing.
Now I got it.
And Mr. Literal's showing up today.
No,
jeez.
Sorry. No, I didn't know what destitute meant in this term.
I say this a bit of a reach. You're a man of intellect. Did you at least appreciate the Danny Destitute? You didn't appreciate that either.
Not even close.
Maybe Dove did. Dove's looking at me. No, Danny Dimes, Danny Destitute. Yeah. You guys suck. Every one of you.
I thought Danny Dunn was okay.
Danny Dunsky, Danny Destitute.
There you go. All right. Danny Dimes, I mean.
Danny Deplorable. Well, he's not deplorable.
Danny DeLuca.
Anytime you got to explain it, as I had to, try to walk you through it, it's probably not going to go over well with the rest of the room.
Yeah, maybe just read the room like a different crowd. Maybe your intellectual friends that you hang out with by the fire pit could have gotten the Destitute one for me. Over my head.
You really did know what that word meant, right? Yeah. Listen, your vocab's a little better than you lay it out there.
That one I struggled with.
You didn't really know what destitute meant?
I felt like destitute was, I think I was getting it mixed up with destination. Like, you're destitute. Oh, it's his destitude.
Meaning like more of like his destiny?
Yeah. It may be destiny. Destiny. What's the other one with an ood at the end of it?
Benched. Density?
No, not density. Destitude, his destiny.
Prostitute?
Yeah, maybe destiny I got it mixed up with. Careful.
No, I didn't know it. By the way, I got something for you.
Yes, okay.
Are you ready?
One more thing, too, but go ahead, yeah.
All right, so 38 years ago today, I think arguably...
Give me the year. What year?
I don't know. Whatever 38 years ago
was. Oh, okay.
Was 86. I don't know.
Okay.
I wrote it out quick, something like that.
Okay.
Did I get it right? I think it's 86.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Right? 38 years ago...
minus 19... Oh, wait. It would be 2024 minus 38. 1986.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So it was a good year for the Mets.
Yes.
It's been a long time. Mm. Yeah,
that's why I was figuring where you're going with
Well, nowhere with the Mets, although when the Mets were winning, I'm sure Daryl and Doc, in between trips to the bar and everything else they were doing, they were probably bumping this up a little bit. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what
the Beastie Boys first hit the scene, baby.
Yes,
really?
Yes,
listen to this stuff. Come on.
Stop.
Break it up, Dobie.
In the place.
Love the song, yeah.
So wait, they made their debut?
Yeah. License to Ill Drops.
A License to Ill Drops on this day.
It dropped.
God, that's a long time ago, dude.
Do you have a favorite song from the cassette? At that point, it was still a cassette, not even a CD. My goodness gracious.
I'm bad with the names of the songs. Let me bring up the track. Can
yeah,
I bring up the track list real quick?
You got a lot, you know, like you got to fight, you know, girls. Yeah, you know, those are the basic ones.
Girls,
Brass
I
Monkey.
Love, but,
yeah, Girls was fun. That was a good beat.
Brass Monkey, David Wright used to come up to that.
Brass Monkey.
Yeah, hold on. Let me give you. I'll give you my favorite song.
She's Crafty was always a good one. The new style. It's the new style.
Rhyming and Stealing was great.
Yeah.
The way that it hit right out of the gate there.
Uh-huh.
I love them all. I mean, it's really one of my favorite albums from them. Although I would say
No Sleep Till.
No, I wouldn't put one of the popular ones my favorite. I would say that my favorite album from them is not Paul's Boutique. What's the one with Get It Together and Sure Shot? What the hell is it? Ill Communication.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was my favorite. And plus, just like my time growing up.
They were
I had
all
to go,
great, but this is, I used
I
to burn a hole in this
young.
Thing, man.
Yeah, well, did you listen to when it first came out? Like,
yeah.
Okay, see, for me, it was years later.
No, I had it in real time. I was 12.
Yeah, man, I loved all these songs right here.
My dad's like, what the hell is this?
Paul Revere was great.
He's used to Elvis Presley, you know, the Four Seasons and doo-wop. He's like, what is this nonsense?
Good find by you. Hoff, are you a BC
like,
fan at or no?
He's got to love it.
I am, but I dislike this album a lot.
You dislike this
it's
album?
It's very boring to me. I feel
what?
Like most of these songs are just overrated. Their albums after that, I mean, maybe they're more produced. Maybe that's part of the reason why, but so much better. Sabotage, one of the greatest songs of all time.
Sabotage, great. Good video,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I thought that was overplayed. Video, great, yes.
Like, but listen to some of the words. I do, I'm not going to sing about it. I do the Smurf, the Popeye, and the Jerry Lewis. Oh, my God. I like Bullwinkle, but I don't like Brutus.
I love
it's
the Beasties. You ever see the Beasties in concert?
I have not, and it's too late.
Yeah,
it's
I did. I did see
now.
Them back at the Coliseum. I think I told you this. This was years ago. I saw them. Anyway, one quick thing before we get back to the calls here, 888-808-1019. You know, just to reiterate the quote from Hal, because I think it's worth discussing here. When you say we have the ability to get any player we want, you're setting yourself up for disaster.
No, you're not.
Yeah, because he's right. They do have the ability to sign any player that they want. Then there is no excuse, Hal, to go get Juan Soto. I don't want to hear it. You and I view it differently, BT, as far as what he's worth or whatever. They need to bring him back. And fans, the majority of fans want him back. They don't want to hear, well, the salary cap or whatever, luxury tax threshold, or we didn't think he's worth this or that. Nonsense. You need Juan Soto. He got you to a World Series. You're right. You have the ability to sign any player you want. Then go sign him.
I'd say this about Hal. It wasn't like the most boastful flex. Obviously, that's not his personality. He's more conservative by nature, likes to lay in the weeds in the background. For him, that strikes me as aggressive.
Right.
Which to me tells me he might be feeling pretty good.
Good.
About the situation.
Agreed. That is an aggressive, confident quote. Just go land the big fish then. BT and Sal on the Fan. Jeff is in Leesburg, VA. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys, great to hear the banner about Soto. I definitely want to touch on what Brandon just said because that is just awesome. But a few weeks back, you mentioned the owner side negotiation tactics. And if you're Cohen, I think you start at $650 million, clear timeline to transact, eliminate 75% of the field, and Boris is going to give you the last look. And even if you lose, the fans will still respect that effort at that number. Brandon, your take on Hal's quotes are a stretch. I mean, the owner of Major League Baseball's most valuable global brand, throwing around words like committed and promise, feels more like a Wilpon-style deflection. I mean, this is Wilpon-esque all over the place. Hal got lucky with Judge, wanted to stay a Yankee. This is going to end differently. And I think for the Yankees, the sooner they can move on with this decision.
Well, I don't think it's a home run. I'm certainly going to give you that, Jeff. I mean, to liken the Yankees to the Wilpons is just unfair. And the Yankees had, what, the second or third highest payroll this year? Now, the Yankees have gotten into trouble because they've had some stupid baseball decisions overtake the room. But it's not like the Yankees are sitting around counting nickels. You know, I mean, come on.
I do get the sense that we're going to get the excuse, if in fact they do lose Soto, that it's going to be we didn't want to go to, not that we couldn't, we didn't think it was best to build our team with going to the extent that he got whatever it
is. And by the way, I'm on the record before anything happens agreeing with that.
Right. Well, we got to see what it is first.
Well, if it's 12 years, then we got a massive problem.
And I'm on the record of disagreeing with that wholeheartedly. Like, you're
we're
Yankees.
Different.
Figure it out. Yeah, the difference is, here's why, though, we're different. You don't believe that if they brought Soto back, they would do anything else.
And I do think there's a slight chance that they could get Soto and Walker. I do.
Okay,
I'm going to leave that because, well, that's true.
It shouldn't be like a slight chance.
It should be, this is what you got to do because you haven't had a first baseman since Mark Teixeira.
And he just said, we have the ability to sign any player we want. Good. Then get Soto back and then build a team with Judge and Soto as your core pieces. You got to the World Series a year ago. Add to it. Maybe the right moves can get you over the top to beat the Dodgers in the World Series.
I think it's worth taking the pulse real fast. Dove, real quick, Yanks or Mets? Where do you think Soto goes as of now?
Mets.
Hoff.
Yanks or Mets?
Mets.
Okay.
You know my answer. Come on. I'm just saying it for your
again,
The difference is now I'm not alone. Well, it's the Mets.
It's also a little comforting since three guys who don't know what the word destitute means. So it's going to be 0 for 6.
Well, you know what it means. Honestly, how it should be used.
I
think it's really close. It's not arrogance. I think it's like 50-50. I think he stays in New York. I don't know yet. I really don't know.
Well, we all three gave in.
I feel a little bit better about what Hal said today.
Yankees.
Yanks.
Okay, BT and Sal.
But if it's 13 or 14 years, I don't want them.
Be back. Oh, jeez.
I swear to God, I've said that.
Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff as well. We'll be back again tomorrow, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.